About 3 years ago, the last time Thailand went to the polls, much of the country was awash in an orange wave. A progressive movement led by a rookie politician stunned the nation. It defied the opinion polls and won the popular vote. In the aftermath, the party, now called the People's Party, ended up forming a large opposition bloc. It ran on a platform of democratic reform, a reshaping of institutions, and a fresh approach to managing Thailand's notoriously creaking political system. Real change has become a familiar promise in Thai politics, but for many voters, a frustratingly elusive one.
The democratic reform movement in Thailand has been an enthusiastic force in recent years, driven mostly by young people wanting something different. Its energy came from the streets. Yet despite protests and the rise of a popular form of progressive politics, on the face of it, not that much has changed going into yet another election. So where has all of that momentum gone?
A few years ago, students were holding demonstrations. Lapon Pat Wang Pai Sit was helping to organise them, but no longer. I sat down with a group of first-time voters to gauge their mood ahead of the election.
ตอนนี้แบบเหมือนกระแสมันซาลงมันก็ไม่ได้แปลว่าเหมือนจิตวิญญาณที่มันอยู่ข้างในมันจะมอดดับอะค่ะมันก็แค่เหมือนรอเวลาที่แบบมันจะปะทุขึ้นมาอีกถ้าเกิดเหตุการณ์อะไรที่ประชาชนเห็นว่าไม่สมควร
อยากให้รักษาสัญญาแล้วก็อยากให้การเมืองการเลือกตั้งครั้งนี้ไม่ทำให้ศรัทธาของคนมันหายไปมากกว่านี้
The People's Party remains an attractive choice for the next generation, they say. But they see a clear difference in the party's approach this time.
เหตุที่มันอาจจะรู้สึกว่าซาลงหรือหลายคนอาจจะเบนเข็มไปเลือกพรรคหรือไม่เห็นด้วยน้อยลงเนี่ยก็อาจจะมาจากที่บอกว่าพรรคเนี่ยมีลักษณะการทำงานที่เปลี่ยนไปแล้วก็ต้องให้ความเป็นธรรมในหลายๆครั้งว่าพรรคก็ถูกอำนาจรัฐตัดสินจนรู้สึกว่าคนที่เป็นชนชั้นนำของพรรคleader ต่างๆในเรื่องของความคิดในเรื่องขององค์การเนี่ยก็ถูกปัดออกไปจากสนามของการเมืองเหมือนกันมันก็ทำให้ความเข้มข้นของพรรคน้อยลง
The party itself concedes that shift. It's trying to build a platform for the entire country, not just the urban or young.
Young people, you know, they are not just the future, but they are now. So what we try to doRight now, we want to make sure that Thailand will be the country for everyone, not just for the old, you know, not just for the working class, but for everyone. So when we see our country, we must feel hope. Without hope, it's nothing. So I think young people still be very important for us, and they are the bridge.To every generation.
Analysts say this election is an open race, with voters weighing competing priorities rather than rallying around a single ideological cause.
The feeling to change, to reform still, but nationalism also rising up. And many people still thinking about some kind of pragmatic policy that can make their well-being better. So there is no focus point that the people pay attention to.
Last time is much easier because it's a fight between party who's claimed to be democratic forces and the remnants of the coup d'etat. But now it's open up. People are tired of the political game. They want to see a real political party which can propose long-term policies. And you see in the other parties too, you know, the new generation, they have to field potential candidates as a new generation to fight in terms of ideas and to fight out the election. So they change the Thai political scene.
There are signs of that happening on the streets of Bangkok. Major parties fielding fresh faces or professionals instead of political stalwarts to potentially dull the People's Party, which swept the capital in 2023. Like this schoolteacher, a candidate running for the Bumjai Thai Party. He is astutely aware of the types of so-called orange policies that won over voters last time around. Competition for young voters is no longer one-sided.
I believe that their policies back then also, many of them were very interesting. And then I started into that too. And also their actions, the way they engage into the young people, I took that into studies. I wouldn't say copy, but I would say like to study and to understand more the way they understand the young people, the Gen Z people.
3 years after the Orange Wave swept Bangkok, its legacy is still shaping Thai politics, even as voters decide what kind of change they're willing to fight for next.